I can remember a time in my life where I was in church doing all the things, and the people at that time in that church kind of just kept telling me, well, you just need to trust God. And I just kept thinking, like, what am I doing wrong in this process? Because it was never told or explained to me. How do I do that? I know it's relationship, I know, but like, how do I get to that point? And maybe you've been somebody that said, that has heard, just trust God. And instead of feeling this comfort, you've probably felt heavy, maybe even guilty. Like if you were just more spiritual, more mature, more surrendered, you wouldn't be in this situation. You wouldn't be in pain. You wouldn't feel confused or stuck or anxious. And if that's you, I want you to know something before we go any further. This episode is about why that advice sometimes doesn't land and what's actually happening underneath it. The thing about it is just trust God is biblical advice. It's actually great advice. The problem is that when somebody's overwhelmed, hurt, afraid, stuck in rumination, carrying unresolved pain, emotion, something maybe tragic just happened in their life, those words can feel like pressure instead of peace. Not because they're wrong, but because trust is not a decision, it's a process. And most of us, we're never taught what that process looks like. We are just told, just trust God. Read your Bible. Pray more. Look to the Lord. Follow the Lord. But I don't know about you, but the thing that is completely revolutionized, such a weird word. I don't know, funny word. I don't know if I've never said that word really in my life to explain my relationship with the Lord, but really just changed the way I show up in my relationship with God is making it practical. Like, what does this look like? And when I'm constantly met with just trust God, or you don't have faith to believe this, or there's something better, it just doesn't help me. It actually makes me feel more discouraged. Because I can believe that I'm doing the right things and quoting the right verses. And even now, my own personal walk, when I'm memorizing verses, I don't want to just memorize it to memorize it. I want to understand that passage of scripture that I'm memorizing. I want to make it personal to me and what the Lord is asking me to do. How do I follow after Jesus as he continues to transform my heart? Because I didn't understand just the body's response to all of that. Because internally, we can replay conversations, we can second guess decisions, we can brace that for that worst case scenario, trying to control things. And so every time that phrase, just trust God, it just felt like I was failing because I'm like, I think I am. Am I not? And that's really where I love to help my one-on-one clients, you know, in coaching, or through my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, because yes, I believe the far answer, the real answer, the biblical answer is we do need to learn to trust God. To get there though, is a process. It's laying down some things. It's understanding why your body is responding to this way. It's understanding that maybe some of your anxiousness and your anxiety is control, and there's fear of letting go of that control. And through that process, the same process of getting through to trusting God is the same God that you're going to walk with and walk through with the pain, the confusion, the understanding. Because every step that you walk with him builds that trust. Trust doesn't just happen. That's why I said, I don't think many of us have given ourselves permission to grow that or to walk that out. Trust is hard when your thoughts are spiraling, emotions feel overwhelming, you've been hurt before, you don't feel safe in uncertainty, you're carrying beliefs about God that you've never examined. So maybe it's even theological. How you think about God shapes so much of how much you trust him. How much you've been putting on him from the real world, your parents, your friends, the person that you're married to or you're dating, can all shift how you see God. And so when all those layers are present, just trust can feel like you're skipping those steps. Like, I have this pain and you're telling me just to trust God. And so often we're taught it's either or, not both and. I can feel pain as I'm walking through this with the Lord, right? Scripture, as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear, for your rod and your staff are with me and they guide me. So I think it's important that he's walking with us in the valley. We don't bypass the valley, we walk through the valley with him, and that continues to build trust. And I think that trust often requires identifying some of the fears underneath, separating some emotion from interpretation, recognizing your own control patterns, untangling some assumptions about who God is. And this is a big one. And I see it in my clients. I see it for the women that go through my course, is allowing discomfort without trying to eliminate it. It is a huge piece of healing, of nervous system healing. And that is not a lack of faith. This is honest work. This is how we build our relationship with God. It's not just through phrases of just trust God. It's not just quoting scripture, because anybody can know scripture. Anybody can read the Bible and recite the Bible. The problem is, how do we live that? How do I begin to take those scriptures and apply them and believe, okay, I can trust God here? And that's the gap that I see. People are told to trust, but no one helps them examine what their thoughts are actually doing. No one helps them look at what their fear is telling them, what control is protecting, what emotion is revealing, what belief is shaping their reaction. And without that clarity, trust feels like this command instead of an invitation from the Lord. And again, this is some of the patterns I work with my one-on-one coaching clients. And inside of my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, we don't want to force surrender, but we do want to understand what's in the way of it. I don't want to overwhelm you today, but here is just one thing, one question to kind of sit with for the week. Instead of asking, why can't I just trust God? Or feeling that weight of somebody's phrase, of them honestly trying to probably encourage you, but it doesn't feel like encouragement. Try asking yourself, what is my mind trying to protect me from right now? Sometimes trust feels blocked because something inside you feels unsafe. And you don't have to fix that today. I just want you to notice it. It's why those phrases can actually make us pull away from God. Because it's like, God, I'm doing everything. I feel like I'm doing everything that you asked, and bad things are still happening to me. And that's kind of a whole other topic and conversation about pain and trusting God, and trusting God is not without pain. But let's get to that here in just a second. We have to recognize that awareness is extremely important, but awareness alone doesn't untangle the years of thought patterns. And it's one of the reasons why I created this podcast, is to help you recognize the pattern. So the course, my self-paced course, and the one-on-one coaching can help you walk through that in a structured, supported way. Because again, trust isn't built through pressure. It's really built through this clarity, this deepening, this walk. But before I kind of wrap up this podcast episode, I wanted to kind of talk about what trust doesn't mean and what it means. To trust God, it doesn't mean that you're never going to feel anxious, you never have questions, and you never want control. Trusting means you notice a spiral and don't fully enter it. You question the belief instead of assuming it's true. You bring your emotion to God instead of hiding it. You move forward imperfectly instead of freezing. Trust is often so much quieter than we think. It's not this big dramatic surrender. It's not pretending that you don't have pain or hard times or feelings. It's just small moments of choosing Him over and over again. To question, to bring it to him. And if you realized that you've been trying to trust God on top of tangled thoughts, or when somebody tells you that, oh, just trust God, and that feels so heavy and shameful to you, you might just have some things that are unprocessed. And that's okay, because that means you're human, and that gives you an invitation to turn back to God and say, God, what have I been making other gods in my life? Do I have idols? Do I have things that I've been holding on to? And that can even be dysfunction. That can even be your pain. And inside of my self-paced course, Entangle Your Thoughts, we do talk about identifying root beliefs, how to untangle emotional reactions, how to respond instead of react. That it's just so important. And if you're looking for something deeper, that would be the one-on-one coaching, where it's more personalized, it's slower, and way more specific to your story. So if just trust God has felt heavy, maybe what you've needed isn't more pressure. It's just more guidance. You're not failing because trust feels hard. This is a process. It took me, it was a process for me. And guess what? It still is a process because I haven't arrived and we won't. But I can tell you that I am not where I was even a year ago, even 8 months ago. And when you start to untangle with the Lord what's underneath, like the fear, the anxiousness, whatever is there, the control, trust will flow more naturally because you're realizing you don't have to try to take on the world by yourself. You don't have to defend your cause at every situation or defend who you are or control how people perceive you. There's so many things there that prevents us from really trusting God. God, I know that you're good, even if this doesn't feel good. If today's episode helped you see the gap, but you know you need help walking through it, I'd love to support you. You can find the link to my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, or to book a one-on-one consultation with me in the show notes wherever you're listening to this podcast episode. And more than anything, just know that you do not have to figure this out alone. And one last little PS, I'm so sorry if your pain is continued to be met with Bible verses or just trust God type of phrases. Know that all of those things are so true and we need them, but we just have to integrate and walk with the Lord in all aspects of our life to question the things that we think about, to untangle some things. And that is the process of trust. We get to look on Him, see His faithfulness, even if we don't always feel that. And that is a process. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because He delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.